Across 110th Street, this time on Culture File, to the Episcopal Cathedral of St. John the Divine in Morningside Heights in New York City. Back in 1981, the cathedral commissioned Paul Winter to create a suite for an Earth Day Mass, a piece which ended up featuring a choir, bossa nova instrumentation, and whale song. Winter, now 82 and a seven-time Grammy winner, each year still performs the alto saxophone in his Mass for the Feast of St. Francis. The Mass has evolved over the years and now climaxes in a procession of live animals down the aisle of the church, which this October featured goats, llamas, snakes, birds, a camel, a horse, a cow, a tortoise, and a few dozen oysters. Culture File's Vanessa Noonan attended with her microphones.
I'm Patrick Malloy. I am the Dean of the Cathedral. Every year on the first Sunday in October, we celebrate the Feast of St. Francis. This has been going on for decades. It's an opportunity for people to recognize and celebrate creation, especially their animal companions. But in these days of climate change, we're especially mindful of how interconnected everything is and how fragile right now the world is because of human overconsumption and misbehavior. This is a real team effort. It takes hundreds and hundreds and really hundreds and hundreds of people to make this happen. The choir alone is 400 people. So, yeah, this is a team effort.
I'm Paul Winter. And I had conceived this celebration 43 years ago with members of my consort after we were invited by the Dean of the Cathedral to create 20th century music for the Mass. And I had never actually even been to a Mass because I grew up in a Presbyterian tradition in Pennsylvania and where they don't do Masses. So he suggested I come on a Sunday morning to hear the Mass, and sitting here listening to the music that comes from this 800-year tradition of European music. I was wondering if there could not be some more rhythmic music in the service, and wondering if our African and Brazilian musical friends could be welcome, and then also thinking, could the voices of the creatures from the wild world be part of it too? Could it be an Earth Mass? And the Dean said yes to all that. So we set to work early 81, and collectively over a few months, wove together this Mass, which we premiered later that spring, and then and I couldn't have imagined then that we'd still be doing it 43 years later. It was just a matter of spending time here, spending time with the different seed themes from the creatures to find ones to which we could put some of the words from, like the Latin words, the Sanctus and Benedictus, or the Greek word Kyrie, and then kind of imagining the energy of that creature and relating to the whole idea of celebrating the earth. Trial and error. You try lots of things until something emerges that you feel is worth retaining, and then things grow. It's a wonderful thing that the cathedral has welcomed in, first of all, the animals, starting with the animal voices. The first few years, we didn't have the animals. It was just the voices. We had the wolf and the whale and harp seals, various birds. And that was innovative. Some people thought radical, but that became comfortable. I mean, people, again, they embraced that. And then the idea came up to actually have the animals here. So it's just, it's grown, it's evolved in a very wonderful way. We had no dancing in mind when we created the pieces, and that came later in our sister group, the Forces of Nature Dance Theater, led by Abdel Salam. They listened to our pieces and created dances for them, but it was not conceived together. But it's the kind of thing that can happen when you have a garden, things grow.
My name is Kevin Horbatic. I'm one of the volunteers with the City Island Oyster Reef. We were asked to participate in the procession of the animals, so we were between, I think, a tortoise and a cow that made a lot of noise. And there was a camel that was kind of stubborn, but the oysters behaved very well.
I am Abdel Arsalam. I'm the Artistic Director of Forces of Nature Dance Theater. We're a company that does fusion work, contemporary ballet, modern dance, and West African dance. And we also have a hip-hop company.
Dance for me is a reflection, you know, and an embodiment of things that take place, one, within the environment, the natural environment which we live in, but also the internal environment. For this particular ceremony and liturgy, St. Francis becomes an important messenger. What St. Francis was able to say to people is that we have to inhabit, you know, this sacred planet on this sacred journey together.
My name is Enrique Eisenman. I'm a pianist. I'm originally from Brazil, living here in New York City. I think this has been the fourth time I'm participating. It's not easy. It's a challenging space to play because there's a 7-second echo. So every note you play takes 7 seconds to dissipate, and the same with all the other instruments. So you hear the reverberations for 7 seconds, so it's very difficult to calculate your moves, especially when you're playing with so many other people and dancers, you know, 200 people. You have to be very precise, very accurate to make sure everybody's together. And so it requires some special focus. On the other hand, there's a lot of magic when you hear so many sounds bouncing around. It's really like a trance or some cathartic experience to hear all those sounds. I think every incredible act of creation is always the result of the intersection between entities that didn't seem to go together before. And I think this piece is a great example of this. When you start merging together styles that are from, you know, a millennia ago, 1,000 years ago, and from all parts of the world and different cultures, and allowing all that to come together, the result is so incredible, and I think it moves everybody. And that's something that I think as an artist we should all strive to do all the time, this, you know, open-minded, connected art. And it's a great, great pleasure to be here.
Sounds from the Episcopal Cathedral of St. John the Divine in Morningside Heights, New York, New York. And the reporter was Vanessa Noonan, with assistance from Keegan Andrewlis.